forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, December 12, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. For those of you who listened to my show yesterday, as you mentioned, I was investigating bringing a couple of sponsors up on my website and on my show to basically make ends meet. And I wanted to share with the audience here, I got back with the food place yesterday, and I come to find out, as good as their food is, and before I am able to promote their food, I have to be approved to promote their food, and so does my network. And unfortunately, there are a number of other food places out there that sell products just like they do, of which they do not allow me to have to be approved. So that kind of shot that one down the chute, and I told them such today. Now, I want to mention to you again, you know, yesterday I mentioned I was looking at the possibility of bringing a sponsor on my network for this license spray. When you spray it on your license plate, that supposedly if you go through pass one of these radar vans that takes your picture and issues you a ticket in the mail, it's supposed to just, you know, create a bright flash so they can't see your license plate. And what I'd like to do is put the word out. I sent an email back to these people today and asked them to send me a can. But if anybody out there has purchased a can of this, I would like some input from you guys. If you sprayed it on your license plate, you happened to be speeding, you went through a red light, or you went by one of those camera vans that snapped your picture, I really would be curious to know if it works. And if you have still have a can of that, I'd like to get my hands on it because I'd like to spray it on my license plate. These people want me to buy a pretty large quantity of this stuff, and I really don't want to do that. Not unless I'm sure it works, because I do not want to promote any product to my listening audience that doesn't work. So if anybody has one of those cans of this spray that they spray on their license plate, I would appreciate you giving me a quick email at discerner12000@yahoo.com. That's discerner12000. Yeah, at yahoo.com, or you can go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org, and there's a place there where you can send me an email. I'd be curious to talk to you about it off the air. Again, my website is www.theamericanawakening.org. Now, my show today, I don't have any guests again today. I'm going to tell you 50 things that they don't want you to know. But before I get into that, I want to run through some quick news for you. I was in my search here, in looking into this this license plate deal, I was running across, I was looking at a bunch of different websites, and what I found fascinating is I ran across a website here in Arizona called StopDUIAZ.com. And so I clicked on that, and they've got pictures up of everybody in Peoria, Glendale, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, anybody that's been arrested for drunk driving. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't advocate people running around driving drunk in their car. But what I find interesting is they're posting the pictures of everybody that gets busted for that and embarrassing them on the web. We'll be back in 3. I'll talk a little bit more about this. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I got a good show for you today. I'll be back in 3, folks. Call your friends and neighbors. Got some news to cover, and then I'll tell you 50 things they don't want you to know. Be right back.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And before the break, I was mentioning to you that I was perusing around on the web, and I ran across this website called StopDUIAZ.com. And I went in here and looked around, and it made me realize even more so what kind of a cash cow these city corporations are in Peoria and Phoenix and Glendale and so forth. And I'm looking at the pictures that they put up here to embarrass these people that were unfortunate enough to get pulled over for a DUI. And again, I don't advocate drunk driving, folks. I don't do it. And I'm firmly down on anybody that does. But for these people that do, I'm looking at the sentence and the fines here for these people. And they go $2,750, $3,750, 120 days in jail, $2,750, $2,750, $3,750, $1,500, $1,750. I mean, that bumper music for cash flow, that's shown, you know, when I can't remember the lady's name that sings it, but when she says cha-ching, I mean, I just see cha-ching just time after time after time in the courtroom here. And so this is why I'm kind of hot on this license plate thing, because I know I have had the unfortunate circumstance more than once of getting hit with a ticket by one of these vans, and they park them in very, very insignificant places, very covert places where they're very hard to see, and sometimes you'll turn a corner and they'll be there and you'll be going too fast, and boom, before you know it, you've got a ticket. So if anybody has had the opportunity to buy one of these cans, I'd appreciate if you drop me an email and let me know. Now, there's a number of other things that I want to cover here. Were you aware, and I ran across this the other day, were you aware that the United States refuses mail to any wounded soldier? If you were to write a letter to any wounded soldier that happened to be in a VA hospital that came back from Iraq or Afghanistan, let's say a holiday card, hundreds of thousands of holiday cards and letters thanking the wounded American troops for their sacrifice and wishing them well, they never reached their destination. Were you aware of that? They are returned to the sender and thrown away unopened. Since the September 11th attacks and the anthrax scare, the Pentagon and the Postal Service have refused to deliver mail addressed simply to any wounded soldier for fear terrorists or opponents of the war might send toxic substances or demoralizing messages. Mail must be addressed to a specific member of the armed forces. Were you aware of that? I wasn't aware of that. And I find that very curious. I'd like to get the input and the thoughts from people if that indeed – if do you think that's a valid reason or not? I don't know. Want to cover this thing. If anybody had a chance to see, there was a gang rape. If you remember back in – what was it, 2002 or 2003 when Cynthia McKinney at the congressional hearings was questioning Donald Rumsfeld about the sex slaves rings with Kellogg Brown and Root and Halliburton, and Donald Rumsfeld was replying to her that he puts them, or they put them, the United States government puts them in a penalty box. Well, this is ABC News 2020, folks. This is mainstream. A Houston, Texas woman says she was gang raped by Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root co-workers in Baghdad, and the company and the United States government are covering up the incidents. Jamie Lee Jones, now 22, says that after she was raped by multiple men at a Kellogg Brown and Root camp in the Green Zone, the company put her under guard in a shipping container with a bed and warned her that if she left Iraq for medical treatment, she'd be out of a job. Don't plan on working back in Iraq. There won't be a position here, and there won't be a position in Houston, Jones said she was told. In a lawsuit filed in federal court against Halliburton and its then subsidiary KBR, Jones says that she was held in a shipping container for at least 24 hours without food or water by Kellogg Brown and Root, which posted armed security guards outside her door who would not let her leave. She said it felt like prison. She told her story to ABC News as part of an upcoming 2020 investigation. She said she was upset. She was curled up in a ball on the bed, and she could not believe what had happened. Finally, she convinced a sympathetic guard to loan her a cell phone so she could call her father in Texas. And she said, "Dad, I've been raped. I don't know what to do. I'm in this container, and I'm not able to leave." Her father then called their congressman, Representative Ted Poe, from Texas. They contacted the State Department and told them of the urgency of rescuing an American citizen from her American employer. Poe says his office contacted the State Department, which quickly dispatched agents from the U.S. Embassy into Baghdad to Jones's camp, where they rescued her from the container. According to the lawsuit, Jones was raped by several attackers who first drugged her, then repeatedly raped and injured her, both physically and emotionally. Jones told ABCNews.com that an examination by Army doctors showed that she had been raped both vaginally and anally, but that the rape kit disappeared after it was handed over to Kellogg Brown and Root security officers. I find this unbelievable, folks. And these people – now, there's another article I pulled on this same issue by Chris Floyd, dated yesterday. And they're still covering this up. Not only that, but these contractors are being held – they have immunity from these crimes, along with Blackwater. Another angle of the contractor immunity phenomenon is exhibited in a report carried by ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross. A Houston, Texas woman says she was gang raped by Halliburton, co-workers in Baghdad, and the company and the United States government are covering up the incident. I'm going to jump down a little bit here because I just covered that. It sounds like a serious crime, or rather several serious crimes, assault, rape, false imprisonment, all crimes in which the Department of Justice is empowered to prosecute if they occur in Iraq and involve contractors. It's the Military Extraterritorial Jurisdiction Act, or MEJA. But here we go, folks. In the eyes of the Bush Justice Department, contractors functioning in Iraq have complete immunity for whatever crimes they choose to commit. The United States issued a decree preventing the Iraqis from prosecuting. And the Justice Department isn't going to do a thing about them. As one Assistant Attorney General explained to me in the corridors of the Rayburn Building, we simply don't have the resources or time to deal with this sort of thing. Of course, when you dedicate 58 FBI agents to a raid on a law office whose principals are under strong suspicion of raising money for Democrat presidential candidates and reimbursing staffers who make donations, that it only stands to reason that you have no resources to deal with the rape of a woman from Texas or a group of Blackwater guards who needlessly murder 17 civilians at Nisour Square. Or when you spend over $5 million on a bogus political prosecution of a Democratic governor using evidence which is completely false, as we're going to discover in the next 2 weeks, and I'll be reporting on that too as well, folks. Of course, it's not just a matter of diverting Justice Department resources from law enforcement to partisan repression. The Bush regime would not want to prosecute them good old Halliburton boys in any case. After all, they were only doing this to this young woman what their paymasters on the Potomac have been doing to the entire country of Iraq year after year after year after year. Like the infamous guards at Abu Ghraib, like the American soldiers who raped, murdered, and burned 15-year-old Abir Qasim Hamza, or the Bush-backed American-armed Iraqi security forces who abducted and raped young Sabreen al-Janabi, the Halliburton workers were carrying out on a smaller scale the very essence, the ethos, and aim of George W. Bush, Richard B. Cheney, and all of their enablers in both parties, in the press, and throughout the American establishment, the violent imposition of their barbaric desires. Does this not make you as sick as it makes me, folks? These people are being held to immunity. You can go on there and be contracted with Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown & Root, DynCorp, or any one of a number of these people. You can go over there, have your way with women. You can do whatever you want to do, and you are not held accountable. And you can go over there and kill people, and you are immune from it? Give me a break. Yes, I am taking callers, Carrie. Who we got? Got a message here says I got a caller up on the line. Let's go to whoever it is. Bill in Texas. Bill, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I tried to call in yesterday, but everybody was calling in about the thing with the tickets and the lights.
Oh, yes. Okay.
What I've seen happen in other states, when they put in the cameras, they will slowly decrease the yellow light time. And there was a case in California where the guy won because he showed that where they had dropped it by 60%, the amount of time on the yellow. Because the guys who put in the cameras get a percentage of the ticket.
Right, yes, and this is what I had mentioned yesterday, Bill, is that these people – now, I got a ticket back in 2000 – actually, it was 1999. This was the first one I got with a speed camera on the back of a van. And what happens is they send you a notice in the mail with a big – in red, in right embossed on the front page of the letter with this big 800 number. And when you call the 800 number – It'll give you options. It says you can call up and you can either pay the fine, which I think was $150, or you can pay $110, get a discount, go to traffic school or whatever. They give you about three different options. And when you call the number, the first thing that they do is they say, "Are you the driver of the vehicle?" And they record the calls, by the way. And as soon as you admit to it, you're done. And this wasn't the first one that I got. I mean, this is the first one I got. It wasn't. I've gotten more since then. Go ahead.
Well, they almost passed it, but it failed here in Texas. But I've read several other laws in other states where they have the little chip that tracks your car or for the toll road.
Right.
And
yes.
The one here in Texas, luckily it failed. It made that where if the chip did not function, and there was nothing in the law about, well, if it just happened to be a bad chip, it was a felony with mandatory jail time.
Well, now, I had a caller that called in yesterday, and by the way, I'm investigating this as well, because evidently there is equipment that they have out now that will disable the whatever the technology is that they use to track the chip.
Well, there's noise generators you can build. I used to – I'm an electronic engineer, and I worked in aerospace, but there's little generators you can build that put out just hash at that frequency that they use the chip, and it's slow power, but it just overrides the chip because that's micro power. And it doesn't hurt the chip at all, but it prevents it from being picked up.
Okay, you want to hold with me? Got to go to a break here,
sure.
Bill. Stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. I have Bill in Texas on the line here talking about this license plate debacle and these cameras. Go ahead, Bill, continue.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you can easily build a device if you know what kind of chip they're using and what frequency that will interfere with it.
Well, isn't that the rub as to what frequency they're using? How would you find that out?
You could probably figure it out. I mean, I've seen it on some websites where they print the frequency, like for the ones for the credit card pin thing that you stick on your key ring.
Mm-hmm.
I've saw information on that, so it's out there. You just got to hunt.
Yeah, you know what bothers me about this whole thing, and I mentioned yesterday on my show, I've been into court a couple times, and I've seen how this works, and I did a little investigation last night, and they're posting on the website, at least in Maricopa County, all these people, you know, unfortunate enough to get arrested for whatever the reason, you know, they may be just a little over the limit, or they may be just stone drunk, but they're posting it on their website to embarrass them, and here they're enacting this technology to be able to monitor you on an RFID chip that's not only going to tell them if you're speeding, it's going to tell them whether you have insurance or whether it's lapsed, it's going to tell you whether your registration is current. I mean, and it's all about indoctrinating you into the system, having you pay out revenue, putting, you know, penalizing you for it, putting you into a national database, which ties in indirectly with S-1959. So they have all this information that they're putting together on you to determine at some point in time, some, you know, faceless bureaucrat behind the scenes is determining behind the scenes, again, whether you are a homegrown, you know, radicalized terrorist. And all of this is going to into a massive database. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I look back, you know, I'm from the old school, Bill. I look back at, you know, back in the good old days, back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, where we supposed, at least we had something that was, you know, similar to a constitutional republic, even if it was an illusion. It felt freer than it does now. And I just feel like, you know, is it just me or is the roof caving in here? And I feel like every time I turn around, I'm being monitored, I'm being scanned, I'm being, you know, put into a database, I'm being told, you know, in every sense of the word what to do and when to do. And every time you violate anything, it's going to not only cost you money, but it's going to have an effect on your driver's license or whatever. And I'm sick of this. I'm just tired of it. Are you?
Well, it's crazy. Yeah, every time. Like, I don't know when they started it, but in Florida, if your insurance lapses, the insurance company is required to inform the DMV, and they do it like that day, and then you get a notice in the mail saying your license expired. I mean, that your license has been revoked.
Right. In Arizona here, you'll get if you get pulled over and, you know, you show them an insurance card, then, you know, they will still send you a letter from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, Department of Transportation, asking you to verify or re-verify whether you have insurance or not. And their letter is automatic that comes out that says, you know, we were not able to verify. Please, you know, supply us with documentation that you indeed do have insurance. And I don't know what happens if you don't, but I would assume that they would probably suspend your license and fine you additionally. And there is no, you know, due process of law here. It's just a fine that they send you in the mail, for crying out loud. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Or how they send you bills. Like, I moved from California to Arizona. And I kept getting these nasty letters from California saying, well, you didn't renew your vehicle, so we're sending you this big fine. And I hadn't been in the state for almost a year. And I had, you know, transferred the registration to the other state, and I couldn't get them to look it up on the computer. They just said, no, you just got to pay it.
Oh, I know. I went through the same thing with my insurance carrier. I had canceled my insurance with, and I'll give the name of the company, it was Allstate. I canceled the insurance with the carrier not once but twice. I talked to the secretary in there, who I had been doing business with for 15 years. And a couple of months, I don't know, it was about 3 or 4 months later, I got a bill from a collection agency for this alleged $300 bill in which, you know, the insurance company, I guess they, you know, the secretary didn't put it into the computer or whatever. They sent it to a collection agency, and now up to this day, this collection agency is harassing me to pay a $300 bill that I didn't owe to begin with. I mean, the complicity in this with all these different agencies and bureaus and the Department of Transportation and the collection agencies and the insurance companies and so forth, you know, it's a literal nightmare. And there seems to be, it's like a maze of which there's no escape.
Well, my dad was a sheriff in San Bernardino County in California, and he quit 3 years before retirement because he said they were no longer a police department. All they cared about was how much revenue you brought in. And that's
exactly
what he put in his resignation letter.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you can see it more and more. The only people that cannot see it are people that are just literally, you know, they've got a border on an IQ of a moron. Because obviously it's about revenue. When you see a police officer pull you over, and you can see any one of these 3,350,000 video clips, it's not about, you know, safety anymore. It's not about, you know, you're speeding or you have a taillight out. It's about whatever they can find to arrest you for, and they'll charge you with as many charges as they can, get you into their database, and then, you know, tack on as many charges, as much revenue as they can get from the charges that they've implemented against you. And just like my stepdaughter, when I appeared in court with her last month, if she would not have known what was about to happen to her, she would have pleaded guilty to 4 charges, and she would have been fined probably somewhere around $1,000, I'm assuming, for the 4 charges they had leveled against her. And what's ironic about that is when I was looking in here, Bill, I don't know how long you've been listening to my show, but when I was looking in here at these DUIs and it was talking about the penalties for these DUIs in Arizona, it says it's mandatory that you're going to get arrested and you're going to get this, that, and the other thing. What's interesting about my stepdaughter is that she's an immigrant. She has no license. She rear-ended a vehicle drunk off of her hind end, and guess what? She walked away. They didn't arrest her. Now, why do you think that is?
Too much work.
Too much work because she's an immigrant. Too much paperwork. You bet. Something of that nature. At any rate, okay, if you have anything else, I'll hold you
That's
over.
It.
If not, I got to go to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I want to shift gears here a little bit. Now, I mentioned yesterday on my show, you know, we had this national intelligence report that came out that there was all of these intelligence agencies that said that Iran stopped their nuclear program, and yet Bush and Cheney and Condoleezza Rice were still beating the war drums here. And I got an article here by Ben Feller from the Associated Press, and there's a quote from Bush that says, "Iran must explain to the world why they had a program." And Bob Gates demands Iran come clean. Well, this is really interesting to me. So I'm going to explain to Bob Gates and to George Bush why Iran most likely had a secret nuclear weapons program. You see, they've got a neighbor in their backyard with 400 nuclear weapons that absolutely hates their guts. and is trying to get the United States to bomb them for a long, long time. Now, I have to ask you, okay, if you had a neighbor, if you lived in a nice little neighborhood and you had a bunch of people, you know, on the block that you had barbecues with and you got along with real well, but you had one neighbor that lived a couple of doors down that absolutely, by virtue of all of the rumors and innuendos and maybe a couple of face-to-faces that you'd had with this neighbor in the past, you knew this neighbor hated your guts. You knew this neighbor was loaded up with weapons and would use any excuse they could to bomb you off the map. Would you not attempt to defend yourself? So in answer to the question, George Bush, Iran must explain to the world why they had a program. Now, I'm not an expert at this, but I would venture to guess that the most likely reason that they had a secret program would be to protect themselves against a neighbor who wanted to see them be made into a parking lot. That would be a good guess, I would think. But let me read this to you. It says, President Bush on Tuesday, and this is just yesterday, called on Iran to explain why it had a secretive nuclear weapons program and warned that any such effort must not be allowed to flourish for the sake of world peace. No, I would think that, you know, if you had that neighbor, that nefarious neighbor that was a loose cannon, if you will, and was an instigator and did anything it could to get you to start a war so they didn't lose their own soldiers, and I'm speaking of Israel here, you know that, I would say for the sake of world peace, it would be far more reasonable to develop a defensive nuclear weapons program of their own so Israel would think twice about attacking them. Now, I don't know. I could be wrong. I'd like to get some input from you folks. Iran is dangerous, Bush says. After an Oval Office meeting with Italian President Giorgio Napolitano, we believe Iran had a secret military weapons program, and Iran must explain to the world why they had such a program. Did you hear that buzzword? We believe. That's not necessarily true. Just because he believes it doesn't mean it's necessarily true. And Iran must explain to the world why they had such a program. Well, I just explained it to you, George. Bush's comments came after Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said it was a step forward that U.S. intelligence agencies had concluded that Tehran stopped developing its nuclear weapons program 4 years ago. Ahmadinejad told reporters that an entirely different situation between the United States and Iran could be created if more steps like the intelligence report followed. We consider this measure by the United States government a positive step. It is a step forward, Ahmadinejad said. If one or two other steps are taken, the issues we have in front of us will be entirely different and will lose their complexity. And the way will be open for the resolution of basic issues in the region and in dealings between the two sides, he said. Now, remember what Ron Paul has said about this. He's all about negotiating. He's all about trading. And this is what Ahmadinejad's all about. And this is what Putin's all about. And this is what Chavez is all about. But Cheney and Bush and Condi Rice aren't all about that. Neither is Israel. Iran has said its nuclear program is peaceful, but until last week, the United States and Western allies had countered that Iran was hiding plans for a bomb. Iran has an obligation to explain to the IAEA why they hid this program from them, Bush said, referring to the nuclear watchdog International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran is dangerous, and they'll be even more dangerous if they learn how to enrich uranium, Bush said. So I look forward to working with the president. Bush said, referring to Napolitano, not Ahmadinejad, because, as we know, he shuns him and wouldn't work with him if his life depended on it. He wants to work with President Napolitano to explain their strategy and to figure out ways we can work together to prevent this from happening for the sake of world peace. Bush's comments amounted to a renewed effort to keep pressure on Iran after the release of last week's national intelligence estimate. That report found that Iran had halted its nuclear weapons program 4 years ago, and administration officials worry it could weaken their ability to build global pressure on Tehran to stop its uranium enrichment program. That estimate cautioned that Tehran continues to enrich uranium and still could develop a bomb between 2010 and 2015 if it decided to do so. It also concluded that it may be difficult to ultimately dissuade Tehran from developing a nuclear bomb because Iran believes such a weapon would give it international prestige and leverage to achieve its national security and foreign policy goals. Iran is still enriching uranium for its civilian nuclear reactors that produce electricity, and that leaves open the possibility that fissile material could be diverted to covert nuclear sites to produce highly enriched uranium for a warhead. On Tuesday, diplomats from the United States, Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany are to discuss a draft plan for a new United Nations sanction against Iran. If passed by the Security Council, the plan would slap a third round of sanctions on Iran for defying international demands that it halt its enrichment of uranium. The agency report and the national intelligence estimate are before the eyes of the international public opinion. Ahmadinejad said in Tehran on Tuesday, there is no reason for the continuation of enmities and hostilities. The threats failed and they were not effective. And guess what? Bush took no questions from reporters after his meeting with Napolitano. I wonder why. Now, you've heard the old saying, damned if you do and damned if you don't? Well, how about bombed if you do and bombed if you don't? And by the way, this is a report put out by none other than Representative and presidential candidate Ron Paul on this particular issue. Ron Paul says the latest national intelligence estimate has been greeted by a mixture of relief and alarm. As I have been saying all along, Iran indeed poses no quantifiable imminent nuclear threat to us or her neighbors. It is with much alarm, however, that we see the administration continue to ratchet up the war rhetoric as if nothing has changed. Indeed, nothing has changed from the administration's perspective, as they have had this latest intelligence report for some time. Only this week has it been made known to the public. They want it both ways with Iran. On the one hand, they discredit the report entirely, despite it being one of the most comprehensive intelligence reports on the subject, with over 1,000 source notes in the document. On the other hand, when discrediting it fails, they claim that the timing of the abandonment of the weapons program, just as we were invading Iraq, means that our pressure must have worked. So we must keep it up with a new round of even tougher sanctions. Russia and China, though, are not buying this. Apparently, and again, we are finding ourselves on a lonely, tenuous platform on the world stage. Don't you just love this guy? This guy speaks nothing but truth, folks. Ron Paul speaks nothing but truth, and they don't know how to handle him. So what do they do in the polls? What do they do? They totally ignore this guy because they cannot deal with him. Ad hominem attacks don't even work, so they just totally ignore him. Let me continue with this. Ron Paul says, the truth is, Iran is being asked to do the logical, impossible feat of proving a negative. They are being presumed guilty until proven innocent because there is no evidence with which to indict them. There is still no evidence that Iran, a signatory of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, has ever violated the treaty's terms. And the terms clearly state that Iran is allowed to pursue nuclear energy for peaceful civilian energy needs. The United States cannot unilaterally change the terms of a treaty, and it is unfair and unwise diplomatically to impose sanctions for no legitimate reason. Now, are we to think that Iran hasn't noticed the duplicitous treatment being received by so-called nuclear threats around the globe? If they have been paying attention, and I think they have, they would see that if countries do have a nuclear weapon, they tend to be left alone, or possibly get a subsidy. But if they do not gain such a weapon, then we threaten them. Why wouldn't they want to pursue a nuclear weapon if that is our current foreign policy? The fact remains there is no evidence they actually have one or could have one anytime soon, even if they immediately resumed a weapons program. Our badly misguided foreign policy has already driven this country's economy to the brink of bankruptcy. With one war based on misinformation, it is unthinkable that despite the lack of any evidence of a threat, some are still charging headstrong into yet another war in the Middle East when what we ought to be doing is coming home from Iraq, coming home from Korea, coming home from Germany, and defending our own soil. We do not need to be interfering in the internal affairs of other countries and waging war when honest trade, friendship, and diplomacy are the true paths of peace and prosperity. And you know what, folks? As I mentioned yesterday, I've mentioned on previous shows. By the way, great article, Ron Paul, in alluding to that particular issue. Yes, bombed if you do and bombed if you don't. Iran is in a no-win situation. They can't win because this administration is so duplicitous, so deceitful, and they ignore the issues. They do not want to cooperate. They do not want to negotiate. They do not want any diplomatic relations with Iran, because it doesn't fit their agenda, and that's what I had spoke about yesterday. They are part of the axis of evil. And what's the axis of evil, folks? The axis of evil is the countries out there that don't want to play this globalist game. Remember, you're with us or you're with the terrorists. Substitute the word globalist for the word us. You're either with the globalists or you're with the terrorists. And the fact of the matter is, we as sovereign Americans, we as patriots, we fall into this position that we're not really with you, the administration, because we're not globalists, but we're not terrorists. However, falling back on S-1959, they want to make us homegrown terrorists if we do not agree with them. But at any rate, this ties in, it goes all the way back to 1945, the Bretton Woods Agreement, when we, you know, the world got together, and I believe it was at the UN, and they said, we're going to use the United States dollar as the world's reserve currency. And what has happened is that this government has been so misusing this dollar, with Congress that has just laid out their budget and asked for an additional $50 billion here and $400 billion there and so forth. And the Federal Reserve continues to print it because it's nothing but fiat currency anyway. It's very inflationary, and the rest of the world suffers from it. And you know what? They're tired of it. And what they've done is they've finally stepped up to the plate. They've thrown their hands up in the air, and they said, we've had enough of this, and we're converting to other currencies. So because of that, now I'm not sure that that's all of it, but that's a part of it. Because of that, they are deemed the axis of evil. Unless they lockstep, unless they're goose-stepping with this administration and the agenda that's put forth by the globalists, they're the axis of evil. No, Ron Paul, you're right. Okay, we should be trading with these people. You know, like Rodney King said back in the early 90s, can't we all just get along? We can't get along because they will not let us get along. The globalists will not let us get along. Now, these other people, they get along just fine. They trade with each other. They have trade agreements. They have treaties that they sign with each other. Okay, and then Hugo Chavez, what I reported on yesterday, they've got these five countries that are setting up their own bank because they want no part of this world banking system, the IMF. Why don't they want any part of it? For the same reason that we really don't want any part of it. Look what they're doing to our dollar. The dollar is going down. Gold is going up. And then we've got the Federal Reserve injecting money into the stock market to keep it artificially propped up through the holidays so all of the dumbed-down Americans can go out there and shop and charge up their credit cards, just like John and James Martinez say on the show Cash Flow. It's being artificially propped up. It's an illusion. It's a facade. All right. Shifting gears here. Enough of that. There's one more of them that I want to touch on before I get into this 50 things they don't want you to know. This is an article called Piano Wire Puppeteers, and it's written by none other than the actor Sean Penn. Now, I want to preface this by saying that Sean Penn out there in Hollyweird, as John Statmiller calls it, is obviously a liberal, and he is a pro-Dennis Kucinich advocate, which isn't all bad. I'll tell you what, if I were looking at all these candidates, and Ron Paul didn't make it, and Ron Paul wasn't running on a Republican ticket, and if he elected not to run as an independent, and Dennis Kucinich, for some weird reason, got the nomination, and he was running against Rudy Giuliani, yes, I would vote for Dennis Kucinich. So it's not 100% bad. It would be the lesser of the evils. It would be, with Kucinich's position, a lot lesser of the evils. But with that, let me go into this. This is by Sean Penn. It's been an odd week for me, a particularly odd week, but that's another story. So wait a minute. Iran doesn't have nuclear weapon capability? So who are we going to bomb? I want to bomb somebody. Didn't Senator Clinton just vote, in essence, to give President Bush the power to bomb Iran? If he had done it last week, would that have made her right? I mean, if she knew then what she knows now, or am I getting that backward? Golly, I'm confused. And what about President Bush? This week, Vladimir Putin, the man Mr. Bush said he looked into the eyes of and found to be very straightforward and trustworthy. So much so, he was able to get a sense of his soul. Well, that soulful fella has just successfully coalesced the most dangerous power base in Russia since the Cold War, amid rumors that include allegations he ordered the assassinations of journalists and imprisonment of noted proponents of freedom. Oops. Meanwhile, our president's great enemy in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, that totalitarian, authoritarian dictator, that madman run amok, somehow was unsuccessful in his bid for the constitutional reforms that would have allowed him to be repeatedly reelected for life. Odd week, you know? Really. What happened to Chavez's strong arming, his electoral corruption, his alleged gagging of the press? How in the hell could he have lost? I'm sorry, did I miss something? How is it that commie bastard, with 80% of his citizens having elected him in the first place, was unable to prevail? Could it be that we have been lied to about him? I mean, Pat Robertson's not a liar, is he? His God wouldn't let that happen, would he? And God forbid our God would let the right-wing pundits, the left-wing corporates, and our own administration send us a bill of goods. Is it possible? I mean, I know it's silly, but is it just a little bit possible that President Chavez is in fact a defender of his people's constitution? That's how the referendum could fail. I'll continue with this when I get back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to continue with this article by Sean Penn. Then I'm going to get into those 50 things they don't want you to know. I'll be right back. Stick with me.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm midstream here reading an article penned by, that's a pretty good article penned by Sean Penn. Didn't know he was a journalist, but he did pretty well on this. Back up a little bit here. Is it possible, I mean, I know it's silly, but is it just a little bit possible that President Chavez is in fact a defender of his people's constitution? That's how his referendum could fail, and that's why he accepted it with such grace. A constitution which I have read several times, quite a beautiful document, not dissimilar to our own. You might give it a read. Oh, I forgot. He's a drug runner. Let me share something with you. Late one night in Caracas, I met with a couple of fellas. Mercenaries, I think you call them. Gee, damn it. I keep doing that. I mean contractors. They were Brits. Their specialty? Drug interdiction. These two were no great fans of Chavez. They called him radical and expected him to fall to an assassin's bullet within a year. Like him or not, he had the cash to win their acceptance of his employ. And working alongside the Venezuelan military, these two, based in Caracas, had played the mountainous and jungled border between Colombia and Venezuela, a zone rife with paramilitaries. FARC guerrillas and mercenaries scratched at contractors. What I was told that evening in Caracas by these piano wire puppeteers was that they never worked for a government whose investment in drug interdiction was so genuine. Yeah, said one of the Brits. I got to give the bastard Chavez that. Take a break real quick. Coming up at the top of the hour, folks. Let's go to Linda in Minnesota. Linda, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I just got I can't hear your program, but I just called in to see if I could just give my own opinion of what's going on with the Republican candidates. I just listened to the debate on CNN, and of course I'm generally for Ron Paul, and Mr. Keyes was also in this debate, and he said some wonderful things. But here's my general feeling of the Republicans. Most of them are part of the elitists or the establishment. They've been bought and sold by the Illuminati. The problem with the war, and even the things that I hear Ron Paul saying about the war in Iraq and going into Iran and the fact that we're in Afghanistan, the reason that we're over there, the main reason, is to eventually turn that land over to the United Nations. That's what's behind all of this. Nobody ever talks about this. Nobody. And if people could get that in their brain and realize that that's what all of it, it's not about free trade. It's not about having a global free trade happy time. It's about turning our sovereignty and our constitution over to the United Nations and all of these other sovereign countries. And that's why they're going in and taking them over. They don't talk about that. They say, well, it's about oil. Well, yes, it's about that. But it's about turning it over to the UN.
Linda, you mentioned that the Republicans are pretty much in lockstep with this. You don't believe that the Democrats are bought and paid for as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, both sides. I was not trying to separate them from this. Of course they are. It was John Kennedy who signed the treaty with the United Nations to disarm us. And that's exactly what our government's been doing over the years. They've been following this blueprint to disarm the United States.
Linda, you're the lady that sent me that information that I read over the air a couple months ago, weren't you?
Okay, probably about democracy and so on.
Right, yes, no, I read
once,
that.
Once they collapse the economy, they know that the Americans, the black people, they're all going to be fighting in the streets with the Spanish people. Then they're
right.
going to call for martial law, and then they're going to confiscate the guns. And then they're
okay.
going to bring in UN troops.
Okay, I got to run. We got to at the top of the hour. Thank you for the call. Appreciate
Bye.
The input, Linda. We'll be back. Second hour coming up, The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog. Stick with me. I got more, folks. Be right back.